Health and
health officials trying to ease concerns about childhood vaccines say parents should instead fear the diseases vaccines prevent. James Conway is a professor of pediatrics at UW School of Medicine.
You know, if you talk to our parents and grandparents, the fear of polio or the fear of measles was palpable.
In Wisconsin this year, there have been college campus outbreaks of mumps, a couple cases of measles, and in 2012, a wave of whooping cough. Despite that, an increasing number of parents in Wisconsin are choosing not to vaccinate. Over the last 4 years, personal conviction waivers have gone up steadily and are now at 4.3%. Far fewer get exemptions for religious or medical reasons. State health officials are concerned. Dan Hoffensberger is director of the Wisconsin Immunization Program.
We've certainly had situations where we've had individuals with personal conviction waivers who have come down with a vaccine-preventable disease.
No sustained outbreaks have resulted because of that. But some, like Dr. Conway, think the personal conviction waiver is slowly chipping away at a target immunization rate of 90%. It's already being diminished by other factors. Some people don't have access to vaccines or can't afford them. Others can't get them for medical reasons.
You're really starting out behind the eight ball. I mean, you're starting out with the best you can do then is 95%. And that's really, I think, something that makes all of us in public health and those of us that care for individual patients very nervous.
Conway and others refer to this trend as vaccine hesitancy. Some national editorials refer to it as a vaccine crisis, and Jon Stewart's Daily Show skewers what it calls an outbreak of liberal idiocy. A common complaint of concerned parents is too many shots too soon, a notion popularized in a book by Dr. Robert Sears. There aren't studies showing delaying certain shots is safer. In fact, critics say it could just leave kids vulnerable and create more doctor's visits for parents. The number of shots is only one concern of Devery and Rob Tinnen. The Madison chiropractors are also wary of what's in vaccines.
There are things in there that we don't know how they're going to affect kids as they grow. It's too uncertain.
The Tinnens have a 6-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. The parents are concerned about substances like aluminum put in vaccines to boost immune response. Researchers say most aluminum in the body is quickly eliminated, and that infants get more of the metal through breast milk or formula than vaccines. Studies disproving a link between vaccines and autism have made that less of a concern for the Tinnens, but for now, they're convinced a healthy diet and lifestyle will ward off disease.
Eating garbage food, junk food, will lower your immune system, and then you're more likely to be susceptible.
Doctors and other health officials routinely promote eating well, but the state's immunization director, Hoffensberger, says that only goes so far.
It's not going to necessarily protect the individual from the vaccine-preventable disease because that does not build up the antibody to the disease. So I think we have to be careful with saying a healthy lifestyle is going to protect individuals from contracting a vaccine-preventable disease.
This spring, measles cases in the U.S. were the highest they've been in 2 decades for a disease once considered eliminated. Officials blame the outbreak on low vaccination rates for diseases they say can be just a plane ride away. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public.